This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This is the Year-Round Montgomery County program. I'm Randy Prangy, and joining us on the program this weekend is the president of the Lincoln Trail Chapter of the American Truck Historical Society. Bud Street, thank you for joining us on WSMI Radio.
Thank you, Randy. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
And what we're going to talk about a little bit later in the program is you've got a transportation show put together. It comes up May 7th. At Picnic Area 3 at Lake Yeager. But before we get into that, let's talk a little bit about the American Truck Historical Society. Tell us a little bit about it, what it does.
The American Truck Historical Society is all about the preservation and the history of trucks and the trucking industry. And it not only semi-trucks, but pickup trucks and the early horse-drawn trucks that they called them. And it's all about preserving this history, and which we have our national building is in Kansas City, Missouri, with a lovely library that is something to see. It's quite a deal.
Is this library you talked about, does it have just like still pictures of old trucks, or does it have like movies and that sort of thing too?
It has everything. It has films. This is stuff that's been donated for years from all over the world. We're a global chapter, and I've donated some pictures that's went out there. A lot of the trucking manufacturers have donated their stuff, repair manuals for the older stuff. If you have a 1952 Chevrolet pickup truck, you can contact the library in Kansas City, and they can give you any information you need. They can either send it to you through the mail. You can go there, look at it. Every manual that's ever been put out, per se, is in this library.
Boy, that really is helpful to a lot of your members. They're into not only the trucking industry and trucks itself, but also restoring old trucks, right?
Yes. A lot of people that are not members of our chapter, but our organization, they are into the restoration of these vehicles. They frequently contact our national office and retrieve the information, maybe on dimensions on different things that's been destroyed due to age and wear and tear. They can contact them and then find out that this piece was an inch and a quarter thick by whatever. It's just a world of knowledge that's sitting there.
Can they also help you obtain certain parts?
Yes. We have our organization, we have people that put in our book that we put out a book every other month, and in the back of this book, people that have items for sale, people that have trucks for sale, people that are wanting to buy different things. You can get everything from wheels to a Model T. There's a place that advertises out of Texas that does all the rubber, reproduction of all the rubber and the mats and the window rubbers for just about any truck that you're looking for. The hard-to-find stuff can be found here.
Boy, that's amazing. That is just amazing that they still can get the parts for, say, you mentioned a 1952 Chevy pickup, or say a 1952 Chevy 2.5-ton truck.
Yes. There is some exceptions. Of course, you know, not everything is available. I have a 1960 Diamond T that I was needing a windshield for, and this was an oddball because when Diamond T sold to White Motor Company, they had also purchased a truck called a Rio. The Rio cab and the Diamond T cab were the same, except for the way the glass was made. And I hunted for 3 months through our magazine and contacts and finally found what they say is the last one that there is in history. And by the price they charged me, I believe that. But it can be reproduced, but you have to buy them in a large quantity of 200, which is very expensive. But most everything you're needing is there.
That's amazing. That is simply amazing. How many members do you have in your chapter, your Lincoln Trail chapter?
The Lincoln Trail chapter, right now we're standing at about 62, which is a pretty good sized chapter. Gateway chapter, which is out of Union, Missouri, which I'm also a member of, I think their chapter is around 40. And that's kind of the average size. There's six chapters in the state of Illinois. Offhand, I can't tell you what the rest of them are, but the two I belong to, Lincoln Trail and the Gateway, that's their membership.
Now, coming up, let's talk about your transportation show. Now, you're not, you know, you're a member of the American Truck Historical Society, but you're calling this a transportation show. Why?
Well, over the years, everyone has went to different shows. You can go to a horse show, you can go to a car show, you can go to a motorcycle show, you can go to a boat show, an RV show. So I decided 3 years ago when I decided to put this together, our chapter and myself, I thought, wouldn't it be wonderful if we did a transportation show that you could display anything? And not everyone wants to look at a 1950 Chevrolet pickup or a 60 Diamond T or a 2005 Ford Ranger. But I thought it would be so wonderful to combine all this, and it's really went real well. Last year, we had some local race car owners. One had a rear engine rail. One had a funny car. We had one of my buddies that's got a drag racing boat. He had it there. And a combination of everything, motorized bicycle, everything. And I had a gentleman from Butler, I won't mention his name, but he called me the other day and wanted to know what all could be brought. And I made the comment to him, well, if it's a horse, you got to clean up the mess. And I mean that. If you've got a horse, that's transportation. And if you want to bring your horse and show that horse off and talk about how many hands it is and the bloodline, we're tickled to death. This is something that's good for everyone.
Sure. And it's May 7th at Picnic Area Number 3 at Lake Lou Yeager, right?
Yes, sir, it is.
And you've had this before?
Yes, this is the third annual. The first one we had at the Lincolnland College. We outgrew it. Last year, we went to this Picnic Area 3. And based on the comments and response that I am getting, this can be a pretty large event there this year. We may end up having to go to a larger venue next year. It's really growing, and it's wonderful.
If someone has something that they want to enter or show at your show, mm-hmm. Is it too late?
No. We've set a deadline of the vehicles being registered by April 30th. We had several last year that come there the day of the show, and that's fine. We have a lot of tractor trailers that come, so we try to get to find out what everyone has so we can be able to arrange them properly on the parking lot. But no, you can either contact me through email or on my phone, or you can just show up and hope for the best. I can't promise nothing at that point, but we'll accommodate you in every way that we can.
What's your email address and phone number?
It's StreetJohn, StreetJohn at yahoo.com.
And your phone number?
217-556-8409.
Bud, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Randy, thanks for the time. I appreciate it. And come see us, folks.
Once again, many thanks to Bud Street, the president of the Lincoln Trail chapter of the American Truck Historical Society, for being our guest on this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County. I'm Randy Prangy.